Simon & Schuster Audio presents Move, The Forces Uprooting Us. Written by Parag Khanna and read by Nazar Aldarazi.
In memory of David Held, scholar, mentor, cosmopolitan. Prologue. Where will you live in 2050? April 2020 will forever be remembered as the month the world stood still. Never in human history has the global population simultaneously coordinated a single act, the Great Lockdown. Almost all offices and stores shut. Streets and parks were empty. Cars, trains, and planes sat idle. Goats, deer, foxes, boars, ducks, kangaroos, and even penguins roamed freely through normally bustling cities from Edinburgh and Paris to Cape Town and Canberra. The Economist summed it up in one word: closed. The year of rolling global lockdowns that followed took an excruciating toll on billions of lives. Amid the chaos, one of the greatest ironies that surfaced was just how accustomed we had become to almost frictionless global movement. The year 2019 was a record year for tourism, with international arrivals topping 1.5 billion, the highest figure ever. More than 275 million people were classified as international migrants, from Indian construction workers and Filipino maids in Dubai to American executives and English teachers across Asia, also the largest number ever recorded. Then it all stopped. Instead of migration and travel surging ahead, the lockdowns provoked a sudden reset of the world's population. From every corner of the world, tourists, students, and expats returned to their country of birth or nationality. European countries dispatched planes to Africa and Latin America to repatriate their citizens. Asian students bought one-way tickets back home from the US, UK, and Australia. More than 200,000 Indian laborers were flown back from Gulf countries such as Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This unprecedented repatriation of peoples artificially realigned location and citizenship. For the first time anyone could remember, nearly the entire
sample complete. Ready to continue?